Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Alien abductees of Reddit or people who have claimed to see a UFO. What's your story? I know it'll sound crazy, but I think I have seen many. My first was when I was 5. I remember it vividly. It was a huge group of yellow, almost transparent yellow boomerang shapes in a perfect line at the same distance. By transparent I mean like a static-like look. I went to get my sister and then they were gone when I got back. Even weirder is that I could see them in the same straight line off in the distance. I've never seen anything that close or that vivid since. My next was when I was around 9 or 10. It was a clear night and I decided to go downstairs at 3 in the morning for some reason. When I looked out the window for some reason, I found a perfect boomerang-shaped, huge ship. I stood there for like 10 minutes just watching it hover there. It was a very creepy thing to watch. My third was when I was looking out my window as a bored kid would. When I looked, I saw a circular-shaped disc off in the distance. It had a few very dim lights on the edge reveling on and off, and that's probably the only way I could see it. It looked pretty big, but then again it was dark and very hard to see. My fourth was just a very, very bright light shining bright in the sky. I have a Starwalk app and nothing that would be so bright and noticeable came up. I just kinda sat for a minute and nothing happened, so I just forgot it. About 30 minutes later I heard a very low reveling noise like hitting metal, and it echoes in a small room. The noise was also very low. This also happened relatively recently. My final possible sighting, I'm a bit iffy on this, but I'm starting to change my mind, was actually today at around 7 o'clock. It was a bright light almost exactly like the one above that I wrote about. A bright light, but this time it was moving. Very, very slowly, almost unnoticeable unless you watched over time. I had watched it for almost 5 minutes and it was definitely moving. There were no flashing lights, definitely not a satellite or a shooting star. After a while it started to disappear. It literally just got so dim I couldn't see it. Even then there were no flashing lights. After about 30 seconds it came back just like before and kept moving very slowly until it disappeared behind the trees. I lived in Cocoa Beach, Florida, as a young adult in the 1970s. The town is located near Cape Canaveral, and NASA's space activity at that time was at its peak. Maybe extraterrestrials found these activities particularly interesting. My whole family was enjoying sitting outside the house one night when we saw a bright white light approaching quickly in our direction. The light suddenly turned to red as the craft went in the opposite direction. It disappeared as if it had covered many miles in just a couple of seconds. It was silent the whole time. My dad, who was literally a rocket scientist, called a couple of high-level colleagues at NASA and the U.S. Air Force and described the sighting. Yep, he was told, that sounds like some sort of aircraft, but nothing we Earthlings have the technology to manufacture. They officially noted it as a UFO, but did not commit to calling it extraterrestrial. A few weeks later, I was walking out of the local library at night. There was an unusual light coming from the sky, so I looked up. This thing was huge and low. Probably just a couple hundred feet over the one-story library building and about the size of the library's parking lot. It was round, and looked like a special effects prop in a science fiction movie, complete with grayish oscillating lights around its slightly rounded underbelly. I would have hardly believed my eyes, much less ears, because there was no sound. Fortunately, someone walking out of the library at the same time also saw the same exact thing. We both looked at each other, awestruck. Did you see that? I feel fortunate that the stranger was in the parking lot at the same time. Otherwise, I would have assumed I was crazy. I saw a UFO once when I was very young, but to be quite honest, the strangest part of the entire ordeal was that I was so calm. I remember thinking nothing of it for years afterwards, and then suddenly realizing what a bizarre thing it had been. This was when I was probably in second or third grade, living in southeastern Michigan. It was a warm summer night. I remember that my cousin was in town visiting. Myself, my cousin, and my older brother had all been making creepy crawlers and playing Sonic. It was a pretty good day by my past and current standards. It was starting to get late enough that the sky was dark at the end of a long summer day. We were all laying in the living room watching Dumb and Dumber on VHS. This is where it gets slightly weird. I don't remember at all why I did this, but I got up and went to the other side of the living room, where we had this huge sliding glass door. The door led into our backyard, as well as many other backyards. As we lived in a townhouse and we along with our many neighbors shared a large open space behind our houses which went all the way back to a park, running along the left side of our house. As ours was the last on the block, were train tracks. A freight train was currently moving down the tracks as they often did. It wasn't really much to see, but I kept watching, and then it came. It was a circular object, capable of moving, stopping, and then moving again. There was no acceleration to speak of. It simply was moving quickly, or completely still. It came from over the train, and seemed to be somewhat close, as I would say it was about the size of a quarter. And I could clearly see four red lights in a pattern like a Simon game. Link. It shot around a few times over the backyard, only to zip over the train again. And it was gone for good. I remember thinking to myself, oh, that's a UFO, and then going back and laying down to watch more Dumb and Dumber. I never even told anyone about it for years. Though after this I used to set alien traps around the house and outside. Such clever things as putting handfuls of sand around.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Knowing that if it was disturbed, the aliens would certainly be to blame. I know it's not the most thrilling story about aliens and UFOs, but it was something I'll never forget. I was longboarding with three of my friends in Friendship Park Local Park with windy roads and small hills around 1 a.m. I am a bit of a pussy when it comes to skating in the dark while going fast, so I kept at my own pace. I was following my friends as they went into a path through the woods. I slowed down and stayed about 50 yards behind them. When I got all the way through the woods, my friends were gone, so I took my phone out, lied on my back I do not remember why, and was about to call one of the guys I was with to turn around when I saw a triangular object, just hovering about 100 yards above the ground. It had white lights on each corner, and from what I could tell, it was black. I stared for a while, and then my friend skated up next to me and said, "You've got to keep up, man." I told him to look up, and right as he did, it zoomed away at incredible speeds. He saw, I saw. Fast forward 3 weeks, meet a guy for the first time. We get to talking about aliens, and he tell me about a UFO he saw. Where you ask? Friendship Park. We went on our phones to search around our messages to see exactly what day we were there. Same day, same time. Nobody but the two people who also saw it believe me. Don't remember the date, however. I do know that it was the midnight release of Halo 3. Pulled up to GameStop. The night sky was beautiful, so I started gazing at it while I waited in the car, because duck waiting outside in the line during midnight released. Saw a ball of light rapidly shoot across the sky so perfectly straight it was almost as if it was definitely controlled. It was faster than a plane, and too circular to be a jet. But it just moved so majestically straight, if that makes any sense at all. Nobody saw it but me. And I remember thinking to myself, ha, it would be on the night of Halo 3. Never mentioned it to anyone because it wasn't that drastic of a sighting, and it was so mesmerizing to watch that I didn't even want to share it, because it was like a personal moment of satisfaction to see something that I know for a fact was a caliber of technology that is unknown to the public, human or not. I've seen a UFO. It has stayed in my mind as a vivid memory ever since. I'll try to explain the situation the best I can. I was 11 years old at the time, 2001, and I don't have the exact time, but it was the time of night where the sun wasn't up yet, but there was good vision. I was in the top bunk of a bunk bed, and I faced a window overlooking my backyard. Because of my high position on the top bunk, I had a good angle of the ground. I had woken up for some reason and was just trying to get back to sleep when something, a saucer, descended at a constant rate 90 straight down onto the ground behind a little patch of trees. It made a quiet thud when it hit, but it was definitely an audible thud. I couldn't see it when it was on the ground behind the trees. I was kinda interested because I hadn't heard of anything UFO related before. After about 5 minutes of staring out the window, it raised up, straight up and stopped, hovered for 30 seconds. It was a saucer. No lights, no sound, no windows that I could see. No exhaust or anything. It was a dull gray color and a semi-smooth looking exterior. After hovering for about 30 seconds, it instantaneously took off, like instant top speed, faster than anything that we think is possible right now. It was clear outside and the saucer sped out of vision in less than a second if I were to guess. After I saw that, I was terrified and didn't go to school the next days. I changed bedrooms and had to sleep with the lights on for almost 2 years. I would like to preface this saying I am a pretty big skeptic when it comes to sightings and things of that nature, but I do believe in extraterrestrial life. So recently I was driving from Utah to Illinois and was driving through the night to save time and was crossing through Nebraska on a pretty empty highway. The moon lit up the sky only a little bit but was overall pretty dark. It was between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. and I saw a bright blue light in front of me in the sky and thought nothing of it. Then, like extremely fast, it was right over my car, like incredibly fast, then sped to the right and I saw it out my passenger side window. I pulled over then looked out my back window and saw it speed away and disappear. I never bothered telling anyone this story because I figured no one would believe me. This happened in August and I'll never forget it. It made my heart race with wonder, and one day I hope someone else will see it so I can feel like I'm not crazy. Not me personally, but my dad. He worked intelligence for the Air Force in the 70s and 80s. He would tell us about weapons and aircraft in development when I was a kid that seemed ridiculous, but as an adult, I'm seeing them declassified, and often becoming part of standard military operations. So I have come to accept most of it as true. I asked him about all sorts of stuff, and he was usually pretty forthcoming. So I prodded him about Roswell. It was well before his time, obviously. But he said he knew people who were around then and involved in the event. From what they had supposedly told him, they wouldn't straight out call it alien spacecraft or anything, but they willingly told my dad that they knew for a fact it wasn't American, Soviet, or Japanese, and none of our allies knew what it was either. He jokes that it was Mexicans finding a really clever way to get over the border, and that's why we call them aliens, but he's always serious about his superiors admitting it was not American. I was not abducted or taken in, but merely visited. When I was young, about 8 years old, a man appeared outside my window. Well, at least I thought it was a man. He turned around in front of my window and had this strange loose but still tight looking fabric over his head and shoulders. His head was very similar to a normal man's, except there was a glowing reddish orange in his eyes. His mouth was very wide with sharp long teeth that were not triangular or square. They curved. His nostrils were not circular or facing down like normal, but squarish and facing forward, as if flattened. But his cheeks and jaw seemed only a bit large but still normal. He said something in a language I didn't know. It was loud enough to wake up my dad, who thought someone had broken in. As my dad came in the room, he disappeared with a bright yellow flash. It literally made me piss myself in fear. The words were a bit odd, almost as if he said my name but in a tone I could barely hear, due to it being so high pitch. Every so often, about once a year up until my 14th or 15th birthday, I would see those eyes outside my window and the same odd words screamed once. I can hardly believe it myself. Since then, I never keep my blinds open at night, keep my doors all closed at night and a fan on, to make sure I can't hear or see him. I don't know what the F it was, but it didn't seem paranormal or ghosty, only a creature I just don't understand. Also, the fabric matched the color of Barney's purple and a green trim to it. His skin color, which I couldn't tell much of, always seemed to be an almost white-gray color. No person could have pigment like that naturally. It has happened more than once, so I'm sure it isn't a delusion, but it is always quick, only 10 or 15 seconds. One time it laughed as well. I think it was a horrible laugh, that of a witch sound, but at the highest tone I can hear and loud enough to make my ears ring, even outside my window. But that's my story. I've told a few people, but they always told me it couldn't happen because I moved when I was 10. But I think it knew somehow. My cousin saw its eyes through my blinds once. He somewhat believes me, but since we are older, he just laughs it off and says we imagined it. It was my last night at my college house, and my brother and best friend, who happens to have the same last name as my brother, and I were all hanging out on my roof for the last time before we all moved. We decided to do a Merkaba meditation. After some time in meditation, when we got really deep into it, we heard a large bang and all the power went out. On our block only, all the dogs in the area around us started barking like crazy, and we knew that it was probably time to go in the house. At that point, my brother left and we walked him out to say bye in the front of the house where it was super dark, as all the power had just gone out. Stefo and I decided to hang out front and stargaze, as it was never that dark in the city. As we were looking up, we suddenly saw a black triangular object silently floating through the sky. It was without sound, lights and somewhat easy to see because the sky was purplish because of the surrounding city lights of the unaffected blocks. This was in Washington, D.C., July 2011. I still cannot explain what I saw, but the whole experience is unlike anything I have ever been through. I've had 2 day sightings, when I was 9 and when I was 11 respectively. Both times I saw a metallic orb hanging perfectly still in the sky. For size reference, I would say you could probably fit only 3 grown men into it if you tried. Both times they hung 100-200 feet from the ground, and both times I saw them I looked around to see if anyone else was seeing what I was seeing, only to find nothing when I looked back. When I look back, I try and reason that the first one occurred because we were near Wright-Patterson AFB at the time. I remember seeing the B-2 bombers take off, which is quite an impressive sight in its own right. When I saw the second one, we were near Naperville, Eel. I've seen many odd lights and things I couldn't quite explain in the day and night skies since, including a camping trip right outside A-51, but these are the only times I actually felt that I was being watched. It was really an eerie feeling that has stuck in my memory. For that reason, these are the only 2 stories I share with those close to me. My grandpa told me about the time he saw a UFO hover above Prince Rupert Harbor for 2 days in the 1960s, and I used to make fun of him. He was an RCMP officer stationed there, and he coordinated efforts with the Navy to bounce radar off it and stuff. I called him a liar until I saw a UFO. It was August 1998 at sunset, approximately 10 p.m. I had a small gathering of friends at my house, light social. We played music in the basement, drums, guitars. I went outside for a smoke. Just a few clouds, warm day, sun just going down. I saw what I thought was a flock of geese flying in a V formation. Slowly got closer and bigger. Huge ring of lights, maybe 100 pinpricks of bright light. By now I'm inside screaming for everyone to come see it. About 5 or 6 friends rush out and just stop. No one is talking. The ring is moving very slowly. Hard to tell how big it is. After about 10 minutes, the circle of light is just over my house and it looks about the size of an ocean liner. Easily, we can tell it's rotating and it is disc-shaped once it is above our heads. Hard to describe what invisible looks like. A very bright light will disappear behind the sky and another light slowly reappears around the thin line of lights. So the damn thing is invisible and just frightfully large and completely silent. The silhouette of the lights and its rotation suggest it is a disc. Hard to say how high it was above our heads, but it was flying very low and very slow, like 20 km/h. It slowly moved south away from my city and towards what was at the time the largest clear-cut forest in the world, northern British Columbia. It made the local paper that week. I apologize to my grandpa. We talk about flying saucers a lot now. Milwaukee, 2012. About a little over a year ago, at about twilight, I was looking out my window and there was an odd-shaped cloud that caught my attention. It was almost the same grayish color of surrounding clouds, but the weird thing was it just hovered there. I'm no meteorologist, but the way it behaved resembled nothing like a cloud. It also wasn't transparent when the other clouds around it dissipated. It was just this imperfect edged crescent in the sky, and when the surrounding clouds were blown away, it still just maintained the same altitude and didn't move from that spot in the sky. To make sure, I put a piece of tape on the window I was looking out of and sat in one spot against the wall for 30 minutes. Genius experiment, I know. Another weird thing about it was that the hovering was accentuated when other clouds were being blown away at a high rate. Then all of a sudden, maybe about an hour in, when I was checking back and forth because my ass was too numb from sitting in the same spot, it was still out there, same size and everything, but all of a sudden it just vanished. It's hard to describe. I wouldn't just say it vaporized or shot off into space or who knows where, but I guess it just vanished. No residual light or anything, just gone. Take it for what it is. It was just my account on the whole situation. Never heard about it on the news around here and didn't really research the event after that either. Could be some weather anomaly, but I dunno. I wasn't abducted, but I was walking my bike home by myself one night after playing at the park. It was summertime, so it was about 11.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
At night, I'm a quarter of the way up my street. I so happen to look up and about 100-150 feet above my neighbor's house, about 15 feet away or so, there was a large charcoal gray airship making no noise, not rotating or anything, just sitting there hovering. It was roundish with three lights on the bottom. I couldn't see all of it. I just saw those three huge white lights and the back end of it that rounded off, but the lights didn't hit the ground or make that sky brighter. I stopped in my tracks and couldn't believe it. I looked down to see if anyone else was outside or seeing what I was seeing, and no one was around. I looked up and it was gone. Never made a noise. Now, I don't believe in aliens per se, but I can't explain what I saw. A couple years ago, I was sitting right here, where I am sitting right now, in front of a window with a curtain that's behind my computer's monitor. Looking through that exact same window right now, I can see the side of the upper floors of a six-story building. Living in the fourth floor of an apartment complex myself, and I can see a small part of the sky emerging from atop of the other building. It was around 9:10 p.m. and I assume it was April 2011. As I remember very clearly chatting with a friend of mine about my birthday party, I was trying to convince him to buy me some protein powder so we could start working out together. Then all of a sudden I started feeling a ringing sensation in my ears. It was really noticeable, but it wasn't really uncomfortable. I could easily get rid of the sensation for a couple minutes by swallowing saliva in a certain way. But after some time the swallow trick wasn't working anymore, so I turned off the loudspeakers and called my dad so he would bring me some water and something to eat. I come home really tired and I'm really bad at cooking, so he always makes my food and whenever possible brings me my food to my room. He wouldn't answer, so I tried to get up. I don't know exactly how to explain, but at the moment I tried to stand up, it was like the ringing from my ears spread through my entire body. It was like an itch. I could feel it mainly in my outer ears, feet and hands. I thought I was going to faint, so I sat down. Then something caught my attention. Looking outside the window, I could see half the moon, and it was really bright, shiny bright. I'm pretty sure it wasn't there before. It could have been there though. My monitor is really bright and I can't see much through the window at night, as my eyes have to adapt to the darkness, but I kept observing it. It was amazingly nice to look at. My dad came in the room saying that he made me some pizza, gave me a slice of pizza and a cup of water. I said thanks and kept staring at that moon. I really have no idea why. It had something weird about it and it felt like I was trying to figure it out while drinking and eating pizza. I'd say I spent 5 minutes or so looking at it. Then the middle of it started opening. Only a small part in the middle of the moon. Like a hatch or a portal of some type. I could only see the upper half of the moon though. The lower side was hidden by the six floors building, and I suddenly realized, even though it looked like the moon, it wasn't the moon. It looked like a black metallic box. Can't remember if it was a box, but it was something close to that was dressed as the moon as it slowly teared the moon disguise and came closer and closer. Then all the ringing was gone. The moon was gone, and my dad came in telling me he made some pizza and asking if I wanted some. At the time I was really scared and didn't want him to think I was crazy, so I just closed the curtains and spent the rest of the night watching funny YouTube videos collections with him. He was happy to spend some time with me. Still haven't told him though, and never heard any similar story in the internet. I'm not really scared of it. It was a beautiful once in a lifetime experience. This happened in either 09 or 10. Can't remember. Anyway, my brother and I just finished watching a movie, and afterwards I decided to continue watching TV in the living room. Everyone went to bed and I decided to sleep in the living room. Fast forward to the middle of the night and I'm laying there on the sofa facing the wall. This is where it gets sketchy. I wake up noticing I can't move at all and I break into a cold sweat. I feel my body sink into the couch. That couch was leather, so I can hear it crackling as I'm sinking, and all of a sudden I hear the voice of an older man, possibly late 40s, early 50s, saying something that to this day I can't recall. He finishes saying whatever he needs to say in silence. The couch starts to rise back up and now I'm free to move again, but I don't, because of the fear of what I might have found if I turned to look. So I reach for my phone and call my brother out. I guess he thought something was weird, cause he didn't ask why the duck I was calling him out to the living room. He comes out and I get up like, WTF just happened? Maybe it could have been one of those dreaming whilst being awake type of things, or maybe it was a dream and I just thought I was awake. I don't know, but I've never experienced anything like that ever before or ever since. I was in 5th grade and lived in the Styx, Wisconsin countryside. Our place was old dairy farm that was basically what you call a hobby farm, since we didn't farm or have animals other than pets and some chickens. Dark and creepy at night. No traffic or immediate neighbors. One night my mom's friend dropped off her daughter, whom it was decided would sleep in my room. I had to sleep downstairs in my dad's den on the pullout couch. We all go to bed that night. Everyone is upstairs except me. I wake up in the middle of the night with no way to tell what time it is. All I know is that something is weird about sleeping downstairs. I feel like something is there in the dark watching me. I can see out into the living room from the den and I can see light, not normal light but a spot of light, a bright whitish blue ball of light hovering in the room. I'm scared to the point of being frozen, and I don't mean paralyzed like others' stories of sleep paralysis, just froze still watching and not knowing what to do. The light seems to move, but I have no memory now 30 years later of it coming closer to me, just that it moved about. I didn't communicate with it. But I remember thoughts of friendliness, don't be afraid, and something about hellos and goodbyes. At this point, even though I don't feel like I am in danger, I am just plain scared and dive under my covers. I wait for who knows what to happen, and when nothing does, I peek out. Nothing is there, no light, no feeling of being watched. I wait for what seems forever, and eventually fall asleep. The next morning it is the first thing I think about, and instead of telling my mom, I demand to get my room back for the following night. She agrees after what was probably a tantrum on my part, and I head off for the school bus. That day our first subject starts late, and with an announcement by our teacher we had all our classes with a single teacher. Our classmate Mark had passed away late last night in his sleep. He had leukemia, which we all knew about. We had made cards after he had gone to hospital for continued treatment, and all that. He had been released to go home a week prior, but what we didn't know is that he had been released to go home and die. I had been under the impression that leaving the hospital was a good thing back then. Everyone was sad. The teacher was in tears telling us, and the first thing I thought about was the light I had seen that night. The thoughts of hello, goodbye, and don't be afraid. It really has stuck with me for the past 20 years. Some things to know: I am not religious at all. As much as I would like to believe in something after death, I just don't know what to think about it. This hasn't changed since I was very young. Some things about Mark that I remember: he was the friendliest kid I knew. I was only at that school 2 years before his death, but I remember him being outgoing, seeking friendship with me, and after a certain amount of time showing and explaining why he had a tube in his chest. In my memory, he seemed like some of the cancer children you see on TV that are aware of their terminal situation and are much more mature for their age. I've tried to explain this experience in my head to myself millions of times, and I have never quite convinced myself that the light wasn't my friend Mark. I have never seen a light like that again, and I have told very few people I ever did. When I was young, I lived in a cabin far away from the city with my family. It was very, very late or early. I can't remember which, and for some reason both me and my mother were still awake. We were both stargazing through the window, and we started watching a particular star that was moving. We both suggested it might be a plane or maybe a satellite, but it wasn't moving in straight lines. It was doing spirals, sudden stops and reversals, and large circles. We knew for certain it was actually moving this way, because we were watching it through the gap in horizontal blinds. Every other star was completely still, but this one moved between slats several times. We watched it for hours until I guess we fell asleep. Had the exact same experience a few years later when we were camping, though the whole family saw it this time, through the window slats of the camper window. We watched a star swirl across the night sky. I grew up in Hawaii, and one evening on Christmas Eve I was quite young, still young enough to believe in Santa Claus. My mom was putting me to bed. My brother and I had these custom-made beds that were lifted quite high off the ground so that we could store things underneath them, toys, etc. The bed was high enough that it was positioned almost at the base of the windowsill in my bedroom. I remember glancing out the window into the distance. Behind our house was nothing but horse and cow pastures, a large open park and a reservoir. When I looked up into the sky, I saw multicolored lights aligned in a row, and whatever they were attached to was hovering in the same place. The fact that it was Christmas Eve and I was going to be early with expectations that Santa Claus was coming to bring me presents, I was ecstatic. I remember shouting to my mom and pointing out the window, telling her, "Look, it's Santa's sleigh." And her reaction was yeah. It wasn't until I was a bit older and began to wonder about what the hell I actually saw and if by chance it was a UFO. When I was 11, I saw the strangest object in the sky. I still can't tell you what it was now. At almost 40 years old, back when I saw it, I was chilled. I was instantly convinced, aware that what I was seeing was not possible, or at least, not supposed to be real. I was out on a property in country Victoria, Australia, 365852, 7448S, 14315-91260E. It was December 1987, just after 2 p.m. I was standing on top of a high dam wall. The object was in a southwest direction, directly beyond the dam. It appeared to be only about 300 meters up, and maybe 400 meters away, close to the top of the ridge in that direction. When I saw the object, I immediately decided I had to get an adult as fast as possible. I turned and ran down the dam wall northeast. I had run down that steep, rocky slope many times, but never with such panic. I tripped halfway and fell, landing on my face and sliding to the bottom. I put my teeth through my lip and mangled my face. I was stunned, concussed, and knew I was injured. I called out for help. Soon enough, the adults came rushing. But they didn't want to hear about the thing in the sky. They were too worried about my injuries and figured I was babbling. Anyway, it was already gone. But it was real. I saw it. I am not sure what I am trying to say here. but try and follow me, telling you what the object looked like, which I will do in a moment, does not seem to do the experience justification. For some reason I feel the best way to communicate the experience is to focus on just how terrified I was. What I saw made me shit my pants. I have never seen anything in my life that made me panic like that. It was an overwhelming notion that the surreal had come to life, and I had better get an adult. Edit: the object was cigar shaped, like a zeppelin. However, it was only about 4 or 5 meters long, and maybe 1 meter diameter. It looked like it was made out of a material that was a cross between fabric and metal. It was creased and shaped like fabric, but was a dark metallic color, almost gunmetal dark. It was spiraling downwards in a 30 degree downward dive, but it seemed rather graceful and controlled, and rather slow, maybe 40 kilometers height. I watched for maybe 10 seconds with a completely blank mind. Some backstory: when I was a teen I had some nightmares, at least I really hope that they were nightmares. The event I'm describing will explain why I am unsure about that. These nightmares were broken up in weird ways, as nightmares often are, but they were of me being abducted by aliens. I always brush them off as a product of my imagination. Fast forward 11 years. I have 2 children. I have never, and still haven't spoken about those nightmares where the children might overhear, only at home while they're gone, and only with a small, select group of people. Last summer, not the one we just got out of, my son was 4, and I started having nightmares like that again, but wasn't telling anyone. That was in June. The nightmares hadn't stopped by mid-July. In fact, they were more frequent and longer, and I was waking up with bruises. I figured it was me thrashing about in my sleep, so I decided it was time to set up a counseling appointment. That night, my girlfriend and I are putting the kids in bed, and my son looks at his mom while I am standing in the doorway. I assume he didn't realize that I hadn't entirely left the room, and due to angle he couldn't see me, and this conversation happens. Him: mommy, tell daddy he'll be okay. Her: what do you mean? Daddy's fine. Him: but daddy's worried that when they come in their spaceship and take him, we might not come back. At this point I am starting to have an anxiety attack, but I keep listening. Her: wait, are you talking about aliens? Him: yeah, but they like to be called planet strangers. Her: oh, is that so? Him: uh-huh, but they said not to worry. They promised they would bring daddy back after they brought him up in their spaceship, and that they wouldn't hurt him. Her: okay then, you sleep good, little man. Her and I stepped into the backyard, and she was smiling, thinking the whole thing was funny, until she noticed that I was visibly shaken. She asked me what was wrong, and I explained that I had been having those nightmares again for over a month. That was the most terrifying thing a child has ever said around me, ever. I once had a dream where I was looking at a phone screen, and these aliens were watching me through it. I could see them just staring at me. I was woken up by my phone ringing, and when I looked at the phone, there was no phone number. When I answered, it was nothing but this weird staticky buzzing sound. Never heard anything like it in my life. I'm not saying I was abducted, but it was weird as duck, and I just laid there in bed, terrified of what had just happened. Well, I saw a UFO, but only because it was unidentifiable. It was late and I was sleeping on my friend's couch, when I saw a very bright star in the distance, except I realized it was getting brighter. Eventually, I started to be able to perceive motion at an angle coming towards me. As it got closer, I could perceive more and more of the motion, but even when it got at its closest, it did not go overhead, but continued on its heading. Once it got out of the field of view of the window, it was nothing but a very bright object, just absolutely glowing with light. And as I described before, at a distance its motion was imperceptible, but it grew as it came closer, indicating to me that it was traveling a constant velocity, speed and direction for as long as I saw it. Was very unusual to me. If I had to decide on a shape, it looked almost like it was rectangular-ish, with sides slightly longer than its face and lined with these incredible lights, but that might have been in my head trying to find some shape outside of the brightness. Mind you, this was coming east over Lake Champlain and directly over Burlington VT where I was, so it's not exactly something that would go unnoticed. So I shrugged it off as a weird military thing. Also, there's a causeway in Burlington from an old railroad that's been broken in the middle and turned into, for its length, an extension of the local bike path. It's a very surreal experience, following this strange gravel path through the middle of a lake. For reference link: well, it was a bright spring day in 2011 and I decided to take this path to the end. I may be past one person on the entire thing. Once I was far out there, I started to hear this massive knocking sound, like someone was knocking on the sky. If it were made of glass, I thought at first it could be gunshots, sounding weird because of where I was. Maybe it was, but it sure as hell didn't sound like gunshots. They came intermittently, and didn't seem to have any direction, not loud in an abrasive way. They just sounded like something that every damn resident near the waterfront should have heard. I didn't see anything about it though. This was around the time those YouTube videos from all around the world were coming out with just totally inexplicable loud sky-filling sounds. but through the tinny sound I couldn't confirm it was the same thing the videos varied too. So I just looked up the videos and this one sounds pretty damn close. Link, they came sort of in bursts like that, and then would come back. This I never could rationalize the object. I assume military has some really crazy stuff, so I can brush that off more. Thanks for watching. Don't leave before leaving a like to this video. Also hit the subscribe button to support my work. And as always, have a horrific nightmare, my dear.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.